Hi everyone, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Mike.
So we're talking, or today's our discovery article for this month.
Great.
Before we get into it, any good shows you've been watching recently on Netflix or TV?
Well, Discovery Channel, Nat Geo, you know, the science shows, the nature shows, the history shows. I love all that kind of stuff. I don't really get into the drama shows. I feel too nervous or I miss one and I don't know what's going on. But I like the shows where you get to learn stuff.
Okay.
So anything that's interesting is always entertaining.
Yeah, I had fun watching these few episodes of the show that I'm going to write about. I used to watch more of that kind of thing in the UK. These days, I don't watch it as much.
No.
When you've got Netflix, there's all this other stuff.
Yeah.
There's all the drama content, you know, a lot of cool shows. My wife and I just finished watching a comedy show called Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Okay.
Check it out. It's very funny. And I believe they're making a new, or they have started making a new Prison Break, which I remember watching years ago.
Okay.
So I'm looking to pick that up anytime soon and seeing what's going on with that. But today's is a discovery show, so it's kind of about going to places and finding new things.
Ooh.
And it's sort of a cool treasure hunt kind of a show.
Okay.
So let's read through day one and find out what is going on.
Reading. Treasure Quest, Snake Island, Season 2. Discovery's show, Treasure Quest, Snake Island, Season 2, picks up where the last season left off. A group of treasure hunters is searching for a lost Inca treasure. They didn't find it on Snake Island, which is off the coast of Brazil. Now, they're going deeper into South America, to a river village in Paraguay. Treasure hunters Jeremy and Cork think the treasure of the Trinity was buried in this area. With the help of diver Megan Heaney Greer, they search the ground and the river. There are dangerous animals everywhere, including snakes, spiders, and piranhas. However, it's the river's dangerous currents that almost lead to a fatal accident. Megan's diving line breaks, but she's soon safely back on the boat. The team's search isn't in vain. They discover an Inca knife and a conch shell on land and a piece of Knowles jewelry in the river. These give the team hope that the treasure is nearby, and they continued the search.
So the article starts off by saying, Discovery's show Treasure Quest, Snake Island, Season 2, picks up where the last season left off. So what we're saying here, this is not the first season of the show. There have already been some episodes. Some of the characters have been introduced, things have already happened, and they've kind of moved on with this treasure hunt. So if you watch the first episode of season two, you're not always quite sure what's going on. There are some kind of recaps where they go back, but things are already moving. You're not slowly introducing the whole story. So we're on season two, and it is a treasure hunt. When we talk about treasure, we mean a large amount of valuable things such as gold, silver, precious stones like diamonds, bits of jewelry, that kind of thing. When we use treasure in this way, it is an uncountable noun. Here's an example sentence. The treasure ship sank in a storm, sending large amounts of gold and silver to the bottom of the ocean.
Ooh.
And this is all about treasure, and it's a quest.
That's right.
Great word, a quest.
A quest, it is a great word. It's also a great reason to have an exciting story, because a quest is kind of two things. It's often involving a journey, but it's definitely involving a search. You're looking for something. When you go on a quest, you're traveling probably great distances. in stories and movies, you'll have adventures along the way, but there's always a goal. There's always something you're trying to reach or do or find or something like that.
Yeah.
And many of the great stories from the Journey to the West with the Monkey King, mm-hmm. from ancient Chinese culture to Lord of the Rings,
yep.
to things like that, all of these stories have great quests. And as I said, along the way, the really good part is along the way, the people on the quest will have adventures and have exciting experiences.
So this quest is picking up where the last season left off. Here, pick up has a very specific meaning, and it means to continue after a break. So we had season one, they made some discoveries, they found some things, maybe they had a few adventures with snakes or spiders or something like that. And now the story is continuing. There's been a break between seasons, they've made some new episodes, they've gone to some new places, and now we're seeing that. So that's what we mean by saying it's picking up in this sort of new part of the quest. Kind of like phase two, part two.
So we're not picking up something off the ground,
nope.
we're just continuing something that was interrupted. So I guess if I was telling you a story,
yeah.
and then my phone rang, I yep. might answer my phone and talk to that person, but then when that's done, I'll pick up the story
yes.
and continue it from where I stopped before the phone call. All right, next it says, a group of treasure hunters is searching for a lost Inca treasure. So
Ooh.
There you go. We have a treasure. It's an Inca treasure. Inca is an ancient culture that lived in what is now South America, in Peru, mm-hmm. and places like that. And yes, they were famous for having lots of gold and jewels and things like that. And of course, if there's treasure, if there's gold, jewels, or even things underground like diamonds, people will search for those things. Search, this phrasal verb basically means to look for something. To look for something that's not easy to find, all right? So you're not looking for something that's everywhere. You're looking for something that's difficult to find. And the idea of searching for, or a search, to use it as a noun, is this is going to be a challenge. This is going to be something you're going to have to put in a lot of time and effort to find, because it's not just sitting out there waiting to be seen. It's hidden or hiding away, so you'll really have to look.
Yeah, and a lot of that happened to the Inca treasure. Mike mentioned that they had a lot of gold and silver from their mines.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that went to the Spanish when the Spanish conquered the Inca Empire, but other parts of their gold and treasure disappeared and is lost in different places in South America, in the jungles, or somewhere else.
That's right. If you know that famous place, Machu Picchu,
that
lost city up in the mountains of South America, that was an Inca city, or Incan, to use the adjective. Now, of course, looking for a treasure means you'll probably have to go to more than one place on this search. The article continues and says they didn't find it on Snake Island, which is off the coast of Brazil. So this is one of the places they searched earlier on.
Season one.
But it wasn't there, so the search continues.
Yeah.
It either continues or they just go home.
Give up, yeah. Well, now the article says they're going deeper into South America to a river village in Paraguay.
Paraguay.
So they're going to a river village. A village is a place, it's a small group of houses where people live. Villages are much smaller than towns and very much smaller than large cities. Now, we generally think of villages as being found in the countryside, out in near woods, in fields, near mountains, and quite a long way from the big cities, as the big cities kind of tend to absorb them and make them all part of it. So a village is just a small place, not that many people living there. Here's an example sentence. Vera was born in a small village in Taidong County, but she now lives and works in Taipei.
Okay, the article continues and says treasure hunters Jeremy and Cork think the treasure of the Trinity was buried in this area. So here we get introduced to the treasure hunters. Jeremy and Cork are their names, and they think that the treasure that they're looking for might have been buried in this area of Paraguay. Now, bury, this verb, basically means to dig a hole, to put something in the ground in that hole, and then to cover it. Often in cartoons, we see dogs burying bones, right? The dog will find a bone, and to make sure that no one else eats it or steals it, he'll dig a hole in the garden or something, put it in there, and then cover it. We bury things when we want to hide them or when we want to get rid of them. Pirates, of course, bury their treasures. And sometimes in some religions or cultures, we bury people after they die, right? You put them under the ground and cover them up so that they can't be bothered or disturbed. But yes, pirates with treasure, that's another thing we often bury or see buried in stories. For example, the pirates buried their treasure under a big palm tree, then made a map and put an X.
Oh, yes, always. So, they're searching for this treasure, but they're not searching alone.
Ah.
We see that with the help of diver Megan Heaney Greer.
Megan Heaney Greer?
Yep. They search the ground and the river.
Ah.
Okay, because they think some of the village and the ground has kind of been fallen into the river over the years as the waters have flooded. So they think it could be an either. So they need a professional diver to go in and find the stuff.
This isn't someone who just dives into the water like in the Olympics. This is someone who knows how to use all that equipment for breathing underwater. Like the divers that rescued those soccer players
in Thailand
a few months ago, right? These are people with special skills and equipment to search for things underwater. And of course, since they're in South America, they're probably in a forest or a jungle. And as the article says, there are dangerous animals everywhere, including snakes, spiders, and piranhas, or pirañas. Yes, snakes and spiders. We would expect to find those in jungles, and we want to stay away from the poisonous kinds that can bite us and make us sick or worse. But in a South American jungle, you have this extra danger of a piranha. This is a type of fish that is found in the Amazon or in that region, that sort of jungle region in the middle of South America. And they're famous for traveling in large groups and being meat-eating. So not only do they eat other fish, they eat other animals, and they could even eat people. Now, often the stories of piranhas and the real science are a little bit different, but if someone said that lake is full of piranhas, I would not be getting into the lake because they can be dangerous.
Yeah, we've got a lot of dangerous animals, but as the article says, however, it's the river's dangerous currents that almost lead to a fatal accident.
Not the piranhas?
So in that sentence, we used a grammar point with a be verb, it is or it was, and then we use a noun, possibly a pronoun, and then a that clause. Now we do this to put stress on the subject, the object, or the complement of the sentence. So here we're saying, even though there's these dangerous animals, it is the river that's more dangerous. Here's another example. Everyone thought Shirley would win the race. However, it was Jane who ended up winning. We can use who instead of that in these clauses as well. Here's another example with that. The company recently released two new smartphones, and it was the smaller one that made the most money. And it was the river and the strong current, so the pull of the water, that leads to this almost fatal accident. To lead to something means to cause or result in a particular consequence. It's the, like, this leads to this. This happens because of this thing. And in this case, it was a almost or nearly fatal accident.
Yes, that word almost is really important here, and I'm glad to hear it, because a fatal accident is an accident where someone dies. It's an accident that kills somebody, because fatal, this adjective means deadly, something that can kill you, right? So a fatal injury, someone got so badly hurt that they ended up dying. A fatal wound or a fatal accident. We use this adjective to talk about situations where people can get hurt, but in this case, since it was fatal, it means someone not only got hurt, but they also died. So if it was almost fatal, we get the idea it was really dangerous. Someone could have died, but there was a bit of luck. There was some kind of situation that means luckily it didn't happen.
Yeah, but it would have been a fatal accident. An accident is an unfortunate incident. It's something bad that goes wrong unexpectedly and without someone trying to cause it. So you don't plan it, one's doing it on purpose. It just happens, it's very bad luck, and it typically results in damage or injury to someone. For example, we could say there was an accident in the office when one of the workmen fell off a ladder.
Ooh, that could have been a fatal accident. Yeah. So accidents can involve people getting hurt. They can be really bad, but they can also be minor if you knock a cup of coffee over on a table. That's an accident, but you just clean it up and there won't be any big thing. But a car accident, an airplane accident, that could involve people getting hurt and be much more serious. Well, Megan, remember, she's the diver that they're working with. Megan's diving line breaks, but she's soon safely back on the boat. Wow, this can be dangerous if you're swimming in a river with a strong current where the water moves and pushes you. And I imagine a lot of these rivers or lakes, it's hard to see under the water.
Yeah, she could only see like about that far.
Yeah,
and there were trees just flying down the river being pulled by the water.
My gosh, there's a lot of mud, there's a lot of sticks and leaves from trees and all sorts of stuff. So you can really not see, and that's why she has a diving line, basically a rope that ties her onto the boat so she can't get pushed away, she can't get lost as she is diving. Now, we mentioned earlier, she's a diver. You can dive into the water if you're standing on the edge of a swimming pool and you jump in head first with your arms usually in front of you. That is to dive. But we also use it like we're using it here to talk about swimming under the water, probably using some kind of special equipment. The two most common types would be snorkeling, that's diving while breathing through a tube in your mouth that goes above the water, or scuba diving with the air tanks on your back and the special equipment. This is the diving we're talking about here. Not jumping off a board into the water, but swimming with equipment under the water just like a fish. Very exciting stuff. For example, we put on masks and went diving near a beautiful coral reef.
Okay, so they've done this dive and there was almost an accident, but we next see that the team's search isn't in vain. Now, if something is in vain, it means it's happened without success. Mm. It went wrong. Nothing worked.
Wasted effort.
Exactly, but here we're saying it isn't in vain, so it means somebody found something.
That's great. So they had some luck, but they had success no matter what happened. It says they discover an Inca knife and a conch shell on land and a piece of nose jewelry in the river. So these are real treasures that they found from Incan times. They found a knife, they found a conch shell, or conch shell, as some people say. This is one of those beautiful shells that's kind of white on the outside, maybe pink on the inside. Sometimes you find an animal living in it, but often it's just abandoned, and these can be very beautiful, or you can even use them to make noise.
Blow a horn,
like a horn sort of thing. And they also, this is the most exciting, they find a piece of nose jewelry. This is kind of like an earring or a necklace, but people used to wear them in their nose. Back in Incan times, this was the kind of decoration that they would wear on their bodies. And this nose jewelry I mentioned, you wear it in your nose, and I also said it's kind of like an earring or a necklace. Well, earrings, necklaces, rings, bracelets, these are all different types of jewelry. This noun basically means an accessory that you wear on your body, so it's not clothing, it's worn more for decoration, not to keep you warm or anything like that. And the other thing with jewelry is many times it's made of something valuable, gold or silver. You might put diamonds or rubies or emeralds on your jewelry, but you can also have jewelry that's made of plastic or wood or other kinds of metal that isn't very expensive, but you wear it for decoration. If you're wearing earrings, if you have a wedding ring or a necklace or anything like that, we would call that jewelry. For example, the jewelry in that store is worth millions of dollars. It's probably made with gold and diamonds.
So this wasn't even just like a nose ring. It's actually a nose plate. They hang it in their nose, and it covers almost all of the bottom half of their face like a mask.
Like a big metal mustache.
Yeah, it's a really cool piece of jewelry. And finding all these, the dagger, the nose jewelry, the conch shell, these give the team hope that the treasure is nearby, and they continue the search. You know, it's like, well, if these are here, the rest has got to be pretty close by. Let's keep looking. Now, we'll find out how they get on tomorrow, but right now, it's time to go to today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So we've talked today about snakes, mentioned spiders, we talked about piranhas.
Oh, yes.
So the question is, have you ever encountered a dangerous animal? And if yes, what happened? If no, which one would you most hate to meet?
Ooh, that's a great question. Well, I've encountered a bear in Canada.
Okay.
I've been on safari in Africa and seen lions, but they were taking a nap. I saw a shark while I was swimming in the Seychelles.
Whoa.
And here in Taipei, I lived in a house and there were scorpions. Oh, and I woke up with a centipede on my neck.
Okay, so you basically, you're winning this round. I've never been that close to anything.
I don't want to win this one, but
no,
okay.
I've always just been in a zoo seeing this stuff, and none of it has ever happened to me in person.
Well, that's good. That's a lucky thing. I would be happy about that.
So what happened with these various dangerous creatures? Pick one and give us this.
Well, the bear here is a good one because a lot of people get excited if you're in the Rocky Mountains in Canada, the U.S. If you see a bear, we did what we should do. We stayed in our car. In fact, we saw the baby bears first by the side of the road.
Ooh.
And they're little and cute and everyone wants to hug them, but don't, because mama bear is just a few feet away and she won't like you getting close to baby. She might turn you into lunch. So we stayed in our car, we took a few pictures through the window, and then we drove slowly away.
Very sensible. Okay, well, let's go now. Time for us to go. I beg your pardon. We'll be back tomorrow to see what happens in day two of Treasure Quest, Snake Island, Season 2. See you then.
How exciting.
Treasure Quest, Snake Island, Season 2. Discovery's show, Treasure Quest, Snake Island, Season 2, picks up where the last season left off. A group of treasure hunters is searching for a lost Inca treasure. They didn't find it on Snake Island, which is off the coast of Brazil. Now, they're going deeper into South America, to a river village in Paraguay. Treasure hunters Jeremy and Cork think the treasure of the Trinity was buried in this area. With the help of diver Megan Heaney-Greer, they search the ground and the river. There are dangerous animals everywhere, including snakes, spiders, and piranhas. However, it's the river's dangerous currents that almost lead to a fatal accident. Megan's diving line breaks, but she's soon safely back on the boat. The team's search isn't in vain. They discover an Inca knife and a conch shell on land and a piece of nose jewelry in the river. These give the team hope that the treasure is nearby, and they continue the search.
Vocabulary Review.
Treasure. You can see the ancient king's treasure in the National Museum. Village. My grandparents grow pineapples in a little village in Jiayi County. Berry. Squirrels bury nuts in the fall, so they can dig them up and eat them in winter. Accident. The road is closed because there was a car accident earlier. Dive. Harriet dove into the sea and began swimming. Jewelry. My mom likes to wear jewelry, especially earrings.